Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than rehab.
You know what? Sometimes rehab sounds like a nice vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the type of rehab.
I guess.
I still contend we're better than that.
Good.
We are better than bad or good rehab.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's the point.
Yes. Obvious, host, is obvious.
What's that? One sentence in and you're annoying?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, good. I liked
it. It's going to be one of those days.
Liked it when you were further away. Okay. The number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. Type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. That also works if you are listening on TuneIn Radio on your mobile device. Then I guess you could just open up another browser, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you can't chat if you're listening on TuneIn Radio in the car. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
How would you be able to chat? Because chatting is typing. If
you're
listening in the car.
Well, if you're listening at the house.
Yeah, at
home. On your mobile device. Well, listen, if you want to listen on your mobile device, go to TuneIn Radio.
Yeah.
Or TuneIn, what is it, TuneIn.com? TuneIn.com.
TuneIn.com.
And then search Davin's Den, because we are live there. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. As you heard, I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here shortly.
Yes.
Well, on tonight's show, we have the worst Moms of the Year countdown.
Yay!
Always a good time when we make you appreciate your mom.
Yes.
Even if she's terrible. Chances are, she's not as terrible as these moms.
Yeah, maybe she's never done any of these particular things.
Well, or maybe she can aspire to.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe they can... call your mom now so she can take notes.
Absolutely. we will also be checking in with Scambaiter Sickly Sue, and of course, our favorite Japanese citizen, Anne Jackson.
I think that we have to put, like, you know, she has to have one of those names that has, like, her nickname in the middle in quotes, Anne fucking Mafia's Jackson.
Why we got a curse in the first couple seconds?
Because I like it.
Oh, all right, you're a filthy whore.
Yes. What else is new?
So, as we continue our quest to be on TV and other radio stations that are not involved with the internet, we have more and more meetings lined up, and the meetings have gone well, the pitches have gone well and everything, but I was thinking, because besides saying filthy things, we actually do help people.
So, yes.
So, and that aspect of the scamming and helping people is a very key point, whether it be the educational or the humor we provide to people. It's a very key point in our pitches.
Yeah, like the helpfulness, good pointers, like scam-busting pointers, and also camaraderie for people who have been through the situation.
And also laughing at scammers.
Yes.
And, you know, all sorts of educational things. And what they've liked in the pitches is that we have already accomplished everything that we want to do, or for the most part, a lot of things that we want to do on the television show. That's a strong sticking point. So I was thinking, you know what? I'm doing these pitches, and it's good, and they're going well, and our manager's doing these pitches, and it's going well, but it might be nice to have to show these people some testimony from people that we've helped.
Yes.
So if you would like to be included on that, you know, send an email to davincomedy@mail.com, Davin, D-A-V-I-N, comedy@mail.com, and we will forward that over to the powers that be in the entertainment industry.
Can I just point out the thing that I asked you today? It's at mail.com, not at Gmail, okay? Because I asked Davin that. I was like, did you typo? But it... You know, I've never heard of that particular outfit.
Is your mic loud enough?
I don't know. Is it?
I guess nobody's complaining, so I guess it is.
No, maybe they're not complaining because it, you know.
Like, no, then I sound like an ass talking to myself.
Well,
talk now.
Okay, I'm talking now, but I can hear myself in phones.
You're not hearing yourself in the phones.
I'm not.
No, you're hearing yourself live.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing myself through my headphones.
All right, I
sound good.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. I guess it's fine. I don't know. Not getting Facebook. Hey, where's Pip? So, am I? No, I'm not.
No. And you know, the people clamor for Pip.
They do clamor for Pip.
Yes.
They do clamor for Pip. So what's going on with you?
You know what? I have been having these runaway fantasies, which was...
Wait a second. So many places to go with that.
I know. Well, you know, I think that what happened, and really, really no knocks against Mr. Helix. I don't want to leave Mr. Helix or my cats. But all of a sudden, I saw this meme, and I know that you are anti-meme on Facebook.
I am very anti-meme.
I know, but this one really hit home.
Well, you know what? You could have had that thought on your own.
I know I could, but it absolutely crystallized what I was thinking.
Okay.
It was, I don't want to be an adult anymore. If anybody wants me, I'm going to be in my blanket fort crayoning.
Okay.
And I totally get that. I don't want to run away, but I just want to curl up in a fetal position and be left the hell alone.
Yeah, but isn't this playtime? This is playtime.
This is playtime right now.
Yeah, so?
But at intermittent
we're your bounce
moment,
house.
Yeah.
And you have the fun bags.
Yeah.
So it's really entertainment for everybody. See, you're laughing right now. The fun bags are bouncing up and down.
That's good for you, and I am protected in case I should fall against my monitor.
Sure, and laughter makes you feel good, sends the positive endorphins.
Yes, it does.
So you're welcome.
And you're welcome.
Yes.
But at moments during the day, don't you ever have moments like that where you're just like, I really just want to on the Frasier show, his younger brother used to. When he was very upset, he would crawl under the piano with a glass of sherry and not come out until
okay.
he was ready emotionally to face the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, I mean, some days you're just like, I can't anymore.
I just can't.
Those are good nap days.
Yeah, they really, really are.
Yeah. Good nap or work out or just, yeah, you know, you need, sometimes you need to take time out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a Snickers.
I was on, isn't that when you get cranky, though, because you're hungry?
Well, usually if I'm having one of those days, I'm getting cranky.
Yes, that's true. But, I mean, I think that last week I was down for the count because I had some kind of evil bug. That's why I didn't make the trip up here because I didn't want to infect anybody. And I really felt sick as a dog.
Okay.
But, you know, that wasn't a refreshing pause like the timeout that I wanted, even though I didn't go into work and I was on the couch. I felt miserable. So
it doesn't count if you don't feel your best self.
No, it doesn't count. But
that's why they invented a personal day.
I know. I think I have to take like a whole bunch of them in a
row.
You
probably have them. You don't take you do take off days to go chase Wynwood and whatnot.
I don't do that very often. I probably use more sick days than I should, but I don't use all my vacation time. I get a ton. I've accumulated a ton of vacations.
Well, then you should use it.
I know. I think I need to, or else I'm going to be making a blanket fort in the middle of the living room and being there with crayons.
I have some blankets. I can get some crayons.
I bet you have crayons in here.
So that's the runaway thing that you're running away?
Yeah, like mental vacation. I just need to like mentally.
You need to check out.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, you know, people generally disgust me. They do. I was telling you before, it never fails how often humanity can disappoint me.
I know.
You know, whether it be stuff that you see going on with the rioting and looting in Baltimore, or just stuff in your own personal life on a more, what is it, macro level?
Yeah, micro.
Is it micro? I always get those two confused.
Okay, think microscope.
Yeah, but then what's macro?
Bigger. The big world.
All right. On a more micro level.
Yes.
It seems like macro is the one you don't use so often. So it should be smaller, but yeah. Okay. But yeah, on a more micro level, just, you know, people disappoint you. People never, you can plan everything out and you just hand the paper over to somebody or the instructions to somebody.
Yes.
And they will not listen.
Yes.
And you just go, but I did all the work.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just make sure it happened.
Right.
And that happens. That's happened with parts of this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened in other aspects of my life. It's like,
yeah.
What? I did all the work. I put all the time in. This was the easy part, and you could not do that.
Yeah, that one little simple thing, really.
But I can't walk away from it.
Yeah.
Because I'll just throw up my hands. God damn it, I'll do it myself. And I think people expect me to just do it myself.
I think so. I mean, you have learned over the years I've known you to delegate, but it's always disappointing. I have a tough time delegating because I find I'm not a control freak, but I find that when left to their own devices, people, you know.
Well, on this show, how many times have I gone, all right, we need from you guys this by X amount? And it'll be like a month ahead of time.
I know.
So I'll give you guys like a month. So I'm not asking for like yesterday.
Right.
I'm like, and then you go, oh, well, it was really, the week of, it was really busy this week. The stuff happened. I'm like, yeah, that's why I gave you a month.
I know.
So you could do a little at a time.
I know. And I have, and the one thing that you told us to work on.
Right.
I've already started.
That's a beautiful thing.
I know.
After 3+ years.
I know. But you know what? I've always been that like when I was, you know, in college, I would wait to do term papers at the last minute.
It does not work because in your case, the cat will get diarrhea.
Yep.
You know, you know, Mr. Helix will get gout.
Yeah, something.
You're going to have a depressed day.
Yep.
We're all going to Joe's house to move his shit onto the front yard.
Oh, dear God. You
know, I mean, there's always something. That's why, because like I don't plan that far in advance because I know I'm going to get stuff done.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's stuff I procrastinated when I wrote the video, the script for our video that we recently put out. You could go to Davin Comedy on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see our video that we put in, our promo video. I procrastinated that for a little while. But I just sat down and I did it, and once I do it, it's done.
Yeah.
It frees my mind to get the things done.
Right, I know. And it's almost like this weird torture that procrastinators almost not enjoy because it's painful, but having that thing over your head, there's got to be some kind of psychological payback. Payoff for doing it that way, or you wouldn't continue to.
Well, you obviously have a track record of success, or you don't.
Right.
But I
right.
mean, if you have a track record of success, you figure, well, I'll get it done.
Yeah.
But I know in particular circumstances in our little world,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't get done.
Right.
And that drives me apeshit.
I know.
And it's just like, you know, it's hard to fire people that you don't pay.
Thank God.
But I mean, I'll just because. I was like, I'll be sitting going, I just asked you to do one thing to contribute to the because, you know, we on air, we all contribute equally. It's,
yeah.
a, you know, on air. But, you know.
Behind the scenes. You're the head honcho.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, if I go, hey, you're just in this, hey, Pip, I really, this is my idea for such and such.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this would be good for the show. I'd like you to take this and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, as long as I don't do it like the week of, because I know sometimes, you know, everybody's busy. They can't do it the week of. But yeah, it gets frustrating when shit doesn't get done. I haven't been frustrated with you guys in the past recently about stuff like that. Although there's an opportunity for me to be frustrated again in a few weeks.
yes, there is.
Currently, not frustrated with either of you.
Just reminded me of something.
What'd you fuck up?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I just all of a sudden realized that there is a show that I will not be able to participate in because of my annual work thing that I have to go off and do. Yeah, it just occurred to me.
What are you going
to
do?
It's like, oh, yeah. That's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah.
What are you going to do? It's not ideal. You'll tell me later.
Yes,
I will. Is it coming up?
Yeah.
Is it next week?
No, week after.
All right.
Yep.
Whatever. We'll carry on without you.
Okay.
Sucks, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
And you don't even call in on those.
No, because I really can't.
Yeah.
It's just like, what a fun-filled time.
That's a shame, because I was going to ask you to write some stuff for that, come up with some stories. All right, guess I'll have to.
Sorry.
That's all right, unless I make you do it for this coming week, and then I push back the stuff I was going to do the week after. I could do that. I have to see how I want to delegate. But nobody gives a shit about that.
No.
Why
they
am
really
I talking
don't.
About this on the air? Nobody cares.
I know. No.
We haven't really talked about a damn thing anybody cares about.
I
got to be honest with you. First 14 minutes of the show, not our most riveting stuff. We've done better.
Hold on a second. Can I talk about tweezing, like, my eyebrows?
Yeah. See, if you, I was with you with the tweezing, but then you said eyebrows. Not interested.
What part of tweezing would be interesting to you?
Well, if you're going to tweeze down there, maybe the people want to know.
No, I don't. Oh, you know what? I went to.
Okay, see?
I very rarely go
tweeze.
And get a mani-pedi.
Oh, see,
no,
nobody
no,
gives
no.
a shit.
I'm a compulsive tweezer. Because I am.
Okay.
I love my tweezers. thank God, or I would be a cavewoman. Truly. It's true. Anyway.
You're fair skin. You're not supposed to be that hairy.
No, it's just that they, it's not like lots. It's just the same ones keep growing back in the same spot. It's like, are you kidding me?
If for you Star Wars fan, yesterday was May the 4th be with you. It was Star Wars Day. If you've ever seen The Empire Strikes Back, the big ice monster, the Hoth, that's covered in fur with a bad attitude, white fur, that is Pip Helix when she forgets to tweeze. Just a bad attitude, smacking things around, eating them raw, covered in white fur. That's
yeah.
So really, when you see her out in public, she's doing you a favor and say thank you when you walk up to the Pip Hoth.
Yes. When I walk past you, just say, oh, thank God.
Yes.
Oh, thank
and,
God.
And get your lightsaber ready.
Yes. Yes. Put me down for my own good.
Yes.
But I went to this different place. That I went to the place where what? Trucker Tom. Hi, Tom. Says, I hope she isn't referring to Mr. Helix when it comes to the tweezing.
I did think that, Tom. I just let that one go. I did, and the thought did cross across my mind, though.
Poor Mr. Helix. Boink. Ah! No. No.
Mr. Helix wants some sex. Got the tweezers.
We're going to do a little manscaping.
That's not what I meant.
Oh.
Poor Mr. Yeah. Helix is already chilly in there because the air conditioner's on full blast. Pip's like, I'm horny and I'm plucked. Let's get those tweezers.
I'm horny and I'm plucked.
We're going to make this thing work. It's going to visit the little man in the boat. It'll fit.
Oh, my God. No tweezers involved.
All right.
But
stick up for your man.
Yes.
Because he can't stick up on his own.
Oh, yes, he can. There we go. God. Wow.
Well, if it's big enough, you might say that. He is an American, and we found out we don't do well.
Yeah, but he's not a North Korean, and we're very
well, pleased. Yes, as long as you're not North Korean, you're a winner.
Let me tell you something. The place where I went to get my mani-pedi,
North
was
Koreans?
A new place. They were Korean.
Oh, you're thinking of small penises.
And I was.
Even on the women.
I was. There were two women there. They were very nice.
And you said to yourself, oh, you poor women.
And I was thinking that to myself. I was like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. And the one was obviously single because she was, like, flirting with the Mexican guys that were hanging out outside of the convenience store. Like,
really?
Two doors down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, when you're flirting with the migrant workers to get yourself a piece.
She goes, all the men love Linda.
Do you think, like, when a Korean, like, gets our first, like, guy from the Congo,
yeah.
do you think her vagina just go, oh, no, I can't?
Yeah, it says, what?
You just... Yeah. It just like it collapses into itself.
It's yes. It's all of a sudden bang, the dungeon door.
Because a Congo penis is almost twice the size of your average North. You need two North Korea, and you can't stack them up.
Actually, you know
what? You can only go side by side.
I think that would actually work perfectly because you see, when you get a mani-pedi, often there are two women there, one's for the toes, one's doing the fingers, so they're used to double teaming. So they would be prepared for this, two of them.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
So that was your point?
No, my point was, besides sitting there and thinking about the micro penis that mm-hmm. they probably have to go home to, although Linda, not Linda, because she was looking for any penis she could find outside while she was
sweeping.
You should
have called me. My penis was just hanging around.
It was had nothing to do.
Nothing.
And, I was starting to feel like, I know that they were just trying to drum up business because it was completely quiet when I walked in there without an appointment, but I was starting to feel like the beast that you were talking about, because she was trying to offer me all these services. You want eyebrow wax? You want bikini wax?
She's just upselling you.
I know, but I was thinking, yeah, she was, but I was thinking... Good God, I must be quite the beast. She wants to do a lot of different things to me.
You were a woolly mammoth.
Yeah, apparently.
You know what? No, nobody likes to see a furry person.
Yeah.
The Koreans are not furry people.
No, they're not. And apparently they have a big problem with fur because they wanted to get rid of it in the worst possible way.
That's what they do, though.
I know.
So, you know, it's like an Israeli trying to sell you more cheap jewelry that you don't need.
Israeli?
Oh, Israelis do that. Middle East. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. They'll sell you 14 karat gold. They'll sell you 10 karat gold and tell you it's 14.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Doesn't it go backwards with karat?
No, the higher, the more gold that's in there.
Oh, okay.
But, it gets too high. Like, 24 is very soft.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't wear gold, so I don't
know.
Well,
you don't have
a
man who loves you.
Oh!
So, I mean, that's fine.
That's because I came at him with the tweezers.
Well,
so
no, I mean...
Paybacks are a bitch.
Mr. Helix has a choice. He can buy you gold.
Yes.
Or keep you well-coiffed and manicured. He chooses to keep you well-coiffed and manicured.
Apparently not, because she was looking at me like I was a woolly mammoth that she was rubbing her hands
yeah,
together.
But you had the money to go there. If not for Mr. Helix, he gives you a nice gold chain, but nobody can see because it's covered in your chest hair.
Yes.
So
I think that's a good look for me.
I'm not saying it's a bad look.
Hirsute women, I'm
like
just ahead of my time.
I like hirsute women.
Yes.
They're lovely. Anyway, okay, good. More about shit nobody cares about.
Tom says, the Korean's vag just says, no, get out! About Congo dong.
No, I knew.
Yes.
I didn't think it was talking to you when it walked in.
Her vag had nothing, no problem with me walking
imagine the,
in.
Imagine their vages talk Korean and like they're just fucking yammering and your vag can't understand, gets all pissed off.
Actually, I thought they were just throwing their voices.
That'd be cool. If I was a ventriloquist, I would definitely do that.
Do you definitely have like a vagina act?
No, I would make it. No, actually, I wouldn't even. I would need to be able to throw my voice. If I could throw my voice as a comic, I would definitely make it sound like vaginas in the front row were telling dick jokes. That's what I would do. If I had that talent,
oh,
just saying
great.
The most filthy, horny things.
So you just like put the mic up to
so I would
more
make
unsuspecting women's laps and
no, I would make it. I would have like a lapel mic.
Oh.
That they could have and I would make it look like I was futzing around on the stage trying to set things up.
Right.
So my back would be to them.
Oh, okay.
Like trying to set stuff up for my ready. Meanwhile, this dialogue, these horrible dick jokes coming out of vaginas would be going on in the front row. That's what I would do if
right.
I could.
Well, I was just thinking it might be embarrassing if you came at them with an actual mic and went towards the lap and they got a little too excited.
People
about
frown
that.
Upon that.
Yeah, I would.
Especially if they're unwashed. Nobody wants
the
to
mic
use that.
Or the vag.
Either one. Nobody wants to use that mic again.
No. No.
Who ordered the Starkist?
Star.
Tuna.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus ordered. He can have it.
No, Jesus likes that.
No. Okay, but no, I don't have that talent, so I'll just have to do my regular dick jokes.
Yes. Okay.
Which is a shame. I'd be a special event if I could do that.
Oh my God, that's very funny.
Put it here, you cocksucker! What was that?
What?
Just looking. Start looking at the front row. Oh my God, her vagina's talking.
Could you put your cell phones and your vaginas on vibrate, please?
I'm so dry. Give me something to drink.
I'll give you something to drink.
There's something stinking here.
Wait.
Look at this asshole. I am. I'm looking down. I mean, I could have endless fun. For me.
I am seeing a whole new routine being written in front
now,
of me.
Those women would probably run out.
Oh, yeah. That's the show that you really don't want to be sitting in.
But
the
then if
round.
I'm really good, I can like make it sound like as they're running away, oh, where are we going? Why are we leaving? Oh, I'm having a good time. Well, I just heard your sphincter close. It's right
Snap
in my ear.
Shot.
Yeah, I mean, I could really have a wonderful show. That would be wonderful.
Actually, it would be funny as hell, but you would really have to have some good sports in the front row.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
But then if they were like sisters, then I could do it like in a black accent and everything. Like Mexicans, I could do it all Spanish. Like I'd really have to learn like a whole lot. Like the Mexicans would talk very well. They'd have a spicy vagina. I don't know why that would be. I don't know why we had the taco. Stop. Now I stink because of my ass. You know, it could be a whole thing. Hello,
anybody
Joe.
Anybody else smells chipotle?
Yeah, I know. Usually I don't like to retract for you, but I should probably. This is very weird if you just walked into this conversation.
Joe's looking at me like I started this. I did not.
I was just saying if I could, like, as a comic, if I could, if I was able to throw my voice, I would put on a lapel mic and, like, start futzing around on stage like I was setting stuff up, and then I would pretend that women in the front row's vaginas were talking. If I could throw my voice and do I think it'd be a wonderful act.
Joe, the Joe's
you're working
face.
At Piccoli's room.
Damn! It's like throwing a hot dog down a wall.
Put away the hoof, lady.
Before he thought about it for a second, Joe's face, when Davin was just setting that up, looked like the principal walked into the study hall and heard some really foul stuff.
So
going
you
on.
Wanted to throw your voice.
No, I said if I could.
But wouldn't you want to go like and try to make millions like Jeff Dunham with puppets?
This would be better. It's human puppets.
Yeah.
They already got lips. But come on. Like, I mean, I would do other things, too. But wouldn't that be a great icebreaker? Also, it sounds like the women in the front row's vaginas are talking. Guys' minds would be blown because now they're afraid the vaginas are going to yap.
I mean,
because if you got a small dick and all of a sudden your woman's vagina has the power of speech, that's the last thing you want her blabbing about to a room full of strangers.
pictures. Think about what I could do. Oh, look at that guy over there. I bet he's got a big dick. I'm so disappointed. I know. Then you see the guys buying the drinks. So son of a bitch.
And apparently vaginas are not discreet in any way.
No, so. They were just, well, women are not discreet. They're a bunch of loudmouths. Now they're just loudmouths in a different spot.
What? You think women talk run around talking about how big dicks are?
During comedy shows, I do. They always got something to focus on besides the show, I've noticed. Wouldn't this be a great skill for us?
I don't know. I don't, you know, because you'd have to, because if the people are sitting up front, you don't know what vagina is talking.
Well, I'd have to give accents. It'd be hard to do. Well, I would have to do accents. So even if they were white.
Like, so you're like a cross between Lisa Lampanelli and Jeff Dunham. Like Vince.
Yeah, Robert. But none of them can throw their voice. I need the added skill of being able to throw my voice.
Yeah.
Because Jeff Dunham can't throw his voice. He can.
Yeah.
Wow, he's so profound. I don't need to have my lips not moving if my back is turned and it looks like I'm just setting shit up for the big show.
Mm hmm.
So about my lip.
Big show.
Yeah. Big show.
It's finally here.
Well, Lisa says
waiting.
It's certainly a unique skill.
It is. People would want to see that. Whose vagina is going to talk tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the one and only Talking Vaginas.
Well, no,
I thought that was the vagina talking.
No, you can't market it. It would have to be like where the club knows what's going to happen, but the audience can't know until it's too late, because then nobody would want to sit in the front.
Well, you can only do one show. What if it gets out?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, who cares? But then people want to come and go. People go, oh, I hope my vagina talks. I hope he can make my little dick hole talk. Then you have people. You know, oh, you can have assholes talking. Well, they do during our shows anyway.
Those are the ones talking.
Oh, you know what? You could do it with hecklers. If you could wait, hold off on that skill until you started getting heckled. And then you could say really embarrassing stuff about their hygiene and everything. And they can't blame you. What? It's your crotch talking.
Oh, now that's funny.
Now that's
funny.
You hit it.
That's funny.
Now you've got it.
See, if somebody could train me how to throw my voice, I would do this.
Wow.
But I don't know how to.
You know what? It might even be funny if all you simply did was turn around from the audience.
Yeah, like, but then it's still coming from me.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah, I know.
It needs to come from the vagina or anus or penis hole.
Just acting out the asshole with your hand if you're simply doing that.
No, I can't do that. It needs to seem like a body part has gone rogue.
You know what? But you know
that
what?
Happens to me
like
all
they've
the time.
Gotten the power of speech.
There were some people that dream of painting. Some people dream of writing poetry. Some people are writing a beautiful body of music. This is what keeps him up at night.
I
never thought about it till now. But now it will keep me up at night. Now I will go online and investigate throwing my voice.
Now he's going to figure out how to do this.
You don't think that shit would catch on the places we play?
The places we play.
You know what? You could sell out a theater if you got talking vaginas in the front row.
I don't know about a theater.
A
beefsteak in the middle of Pennsylvania, maybe.
Sure, all of a sudden there's an asshole talking about the crappy seats they got in the balcony.
Crappy.
You got crappy seats. Sure, because every body part thinks they could do better.
Yes, they do.
Look at this ugly face that I'm attached to. I got a very nice asshole. But I work out. I have great glutes. I'm nice and firm and everything. But look at the face I'm attached to. It couldn't stop a train wreck. You know, you
it might cause one.
Exactly. The evil things I could do with this gift. This is what I'm going to invest in if I get money. The ability to... I bet there's a machine that could...
You should be on Facebook and your profile picture's your asshole. How funny would that be?
I think some people should have that.
That's usually what does the talking for them.
I know.
But I mean, an ass that wasn't just farting. I mean, because the obvious thing is just make fart noises.
Yeah, that's cliche.
Yes, I don't want to. I'm an artist, Joe.
Yes,
Tom has an idea. He said, I'd make the guy's asshole talk with a lisp and go on about things they'd had shoved in them.
That's very good.
I like that.
We'll get some writing credit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, Tom. See, Tom's on board with this. Tom wants to see that show.
Tom wants to see that show.
Yeah. Everybody wants to see that show.
I actually want to see this show, too.
Sure. You take the most manly man and you make him have a gay ass. You get yourself a big, burly biker. You go, hey, I like this chair. These hemorrhoids are a real bitch.
Are you walking up by yourself after the show?
It's all a joke. It's all a ha-ha.
Yeah, I'm sure Snake from the Pagans will enjoy that.
Well, if he's with other snakes and other pagans.
Oh, did you say snakes?
Nice.
It could be very funny.
Mm.
It could be, yeah.
Damn, I need this power. Why can't I have that? Superheroes have weird powers. Why can't that be mine?
Because you wouldn't use it for good.
I most certainly would.
You would use it for evil.
No, people would laugh. Laughter is good. Makes people feel better about themselves. Yes. Sure, one person's emotionally scarred, but fuck them.
I know where.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice a vagina or an ass to save the masses.
Yes.
Like, imagine a meeting with Kim Jong-un of North Korea.
I hope the pitch meet. These aren't the pitch meetings.
Yes,
this
are.
Is why there's interest in us, Joe.
Toilets till I'm 99 with dumbbell here.
Yeah, so? Could you imagine you meet, like, people of state, heads of state and everything, and yes. You just make Kim Jong-un's ass talk? I mean, you're probably not getting out of North Korea alive after that.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No.
But that would be awesome. Can you believe this? I have a sweet ass like that, and look at the mop on his head. How are we supposed to get any? The balls are bitching and shit. Every time we stick our Mr. in something, it's because they have to be held hostage. Just once I want a woman to volunteer to fuck us.
Wow.
Think about what I could do. This is way better than Dunham. Fuck Dunham. Fuck Pete Michaels. Fuck Peasy. Fuck Dunham.
I'm picturing him doing a show at the UN with this talent.
Yeah, fuck William Lester. This is way better than any ventriloquism. You don't need stupid jalapeno pepper. This is the act. Every night it's new puppets because it's you.
Just thinking about it.
Well, you would open for it. No, not literally, but...
I open for a real asshole. When I tell you, I open
for
we
have
our
differences, but now that you've come to me with a very good idea, I can use you.
Joe pisses me off one show, so I just start fucking embarrassing him by the bar.
I don't need your help.
What?
I don't need your help.
No, but... Yeah, but now your ass is helping your mouth to embarrass you. This will
coming
be such a good
fence.
Skill. Such a good skill. Are you fucking? Don't look at me. Was that ass three asses down? What? This would be his. I need this skill.
You know, he's looking at me like when Edison talked about the electric light. Yeah. I tell
yes,
you,
I
we
know.
Won't need candles anymore. You just flick a switch and this thing goes. Okay, Edison, have another
Joe,
one.
Call the patent office.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me perfect it first. No. This would be a hell of a
do,
show.
What are you going to do, some mics?
You do have to do mics. Well, I mean, it's hard to work out in the middle of your set. You do your big political rant and then break into talking asses.
Politics,
talking asses. I think it dovetails.
Book cancels and we'll workshop it.
It's hard to write for an ass, but, you know, people do it all the time.
Yes, they do.
All right, that's what I would do. That cheered me up thinking about that.
It takes a little.
It really does. I really want to learn how to throw my voice. I mean, I tried to explain to my wife Joe's tale of his friend who throws farts. I mean, if you can throw a fart at somebody, I don't see why you can't throw your voice.
Oh, my buddy Alex was really good, man. Poof.
I don't even see how you could throw a fart.
He can throw
a fart.
You reach under your ass, and you fart into your hand, and you cup it, and then you throw it at the guy.
So,
me and my buddy Alex, we used to ride dirt bikes, and we go out to the dirt bike track in his Dodge pickup truck, you know, and he would go, and he would throw it at you.
It tastes like Green Goblin from Spider-Man.
Yes, that's what it is.
I would like that skill, too. I would totally use that for evil.
You would.
That's all you could use it for.
No, you can
you're
use
not going to use it for good. You
no,
know,
no. If you're a bouncer at a bar and it's closing time and people got to get out, you start throwing your farts by where people are standing around.
Okay. Well, you could just crop dust them.
Yeah, but then they know it's you.
Thing, yeah.
If you,
well, why? You see some guy throwing stuff.
Nobody's looking
stinks.
For the fart throwing. People don't even know it's a skill.
Yeah. Like, if you're just gesturing with your hand.
Yeah, just going like that. Like, oh, you know, like you came in the bathroom trying to dry your hand
but
and you got a booger stuck.
There's a stink fume coming out after it. Maybe you could figure it was.
Who would think it's coming out of your hand?
Yeah, nobody would know this. It's,
oh, my God.
It's such a great skill.
But what if word got around?
Yeah, well, it's like a superhero. You got to shut the fuck up. You can't reveal your identity.
Tom says, great. So Joe was the multiple migs of farts.
Not Joe. Joe doesn't have that ability.
No, I don't have that skill.
Does.
That's actually a skill.
Joe can actually just, Joe can fart stationary. Yes. And it'll smell like fart by where Joe is, but he can't share it.
Right.
Yeah, but I love multiple migs. Boom.
Is this what the fart that puppy dogs you? You ever lick your fart and you go in somebody's house and a thing follows you? I'm like, oh, shoes cat, run and play with the other farts.
Like a collection of farts just hanging around?
terrible.
Want to play stickball? Yeah, okay. So fart clouds on the stickball.
Did you ever fart in a public place?
Never.
Never. And like run away from the area so nobody
would
We
talk about
you.
This, the Chinese buffet fart.
Oh, I know.
Made
I
the best
know.
Up CD.
But besides that one?
I'm sure there's been other. Yeah, because I told you, my freeze used to be a little something for the people. Be like walking around in the mall, fart, you keep walking in the subway, then you get in the subway car and you leave it on a platform, a little something for the people. Like it's a gift. It's a treat. Like an autograph. Like Derek Jeter signing an autograph. Same thing. Same principle behind it.
I was in the supermarket once and I bent down to get a can off the lowest shelf.
Oh.
And a surprise. Surprise.
Oh, that's the worst.
When nobody was in the aisle, I could not get out of that aisle fast
Joe's
enough.
Joe's friend must have been there through from the next aisle over.
See all the cans knocked off the shelf. What happened here?
No, the worst is walking into somebody else's fart.
Clean up at aisle three.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, luckily, there was nobody there.
I did that when I was in the fence business. Me and my boss were in a warehouse. And we're walking out to the yard, take a look at something, and we hit this fart cloud head on, and my nostrils just singed off. My nostril hairs just singed off. This guy blew this fart that, I mean, it would kill a horse. And we just walked into it, and I'm like, holy cow, I almost dropped like a stone.
It's so terrible.
Certainly taking a disgusting turn.
Yeah,
I know, because the vagina speaking was so upscale and cultured.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
Yes, this isn't exactly Masterpiece Theater.
Well, all right. So, a little bad news around here.
What do you mean?
Not with the show. That news is the same news as always.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Nah,
the one we care. It's not about us.
The wife's going in for major surgery.
What?
What?
Don't fucking yell at me. I didn't do it.
No, I...
Yeah, she tore up her ACL and her meniscus.
Mm.
So she's got to she's been like really stressed out. She's going in for surgery in 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of sucks. So she's not going to be able to walk around for a while. She's not going to be able to drive. We got the sisters coming up. It's all she talks about now is the surgery.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I do a lot around here. I'm like, yeah, you do. We'll figure it out or we won't. it'll be
the
fun.
Poor baby. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that really sucks.
It does. I know it's real. She's like, well, I'm afraid of the pain. I'm like, you'll be fine.
They have this great thing called morphine.
Right, but, they say the medicine doesn't really help with this type of operation.
Really?
She's getting operated on by the Knicks team surgeon, the New York Knicks.
Wow.
That sounds impressive.
Yes, it
Here's
does.
The bad news, and Joe, you can relate to this.
Uh-oh.
He used to be the surgeon for the Mets, and you know as a Met fan, when somebody says, oh, it's just a minor injury, be back in a week. You wouldn't hear from them the rest of the year.
Yeah, the career's
they,
over.
the career is over. They disappeared.
So career-ending injury.
That's what I told. I go, that's not good. You can't go to the Mets surgeon. That's terrible. Nobody comes back from a Mets injury.
You don't see them until the next year.
Yeah. If that. Yeah. They just disappear. Because the Mets would always underreport, so, oh, it's just a minor injury, and then they're gone.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be in Port St. Lucie for a little bit, yeah.
She might like that. It's nice.
So you're hiring a cook and a maid, are you?
Well, I mean, I do a lot of the cooking,
yeah.
But I mean, I got to do everything, around here. And she's actually going to be sleeping downstairs, so she doesn't have to take the stairs and everything.
Oh, because even taking the stairs?
She's
going to
be sleeping down here?
No, in the main floor,
okay,
in the living room.
Even taking the stairs hurts?
She's going to be in a brace and everything.
Oh.
And the problem is she's been going to these doctors and they manipulate it and it makes it worse.
So ACL, where is it? What is it exactly?
I think it's on the side, arterial something, collateral ligament. I don't know.
And of what? The knee?
It's
the
in
leg?
The knee. It's a torn ACL, a torn meniscus. The doctor's like, and she injured this a year ago, kickboxing. And the doctor's like, you injured this a year ago? How are you even walking around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is she kickboxing? All your women in your house want to kick ass.
Yes.
Well, they live with us.
It's like Charlie's Angels here.
Well, she was
Angels.
Doing it.
Yes.
Well, she was
yes,
doing
Charlie.
It to get healthy. That didn't work.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Best laid plans.
They get in shape and everything.
Yeah, well, people often get sports injuries.
Right.
You.
Right, but, I don't go to the doctor, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
You see that? I think I had two dislocated shoulders last year. I'm fine now.
Now.
Meanwhile, Davin was a fine man.
Yeah.
I just ignored it. I mean, I couldn't throw, but I still played. And I still threw. I couldn't sleep. I still played. And I did not go to the doctor, hence no surgery.
Yep.
You see how it works out?
Perfectly healthy.
Well, she's followed the same plan for a year.
What?
She followed the same plan for a year.
Yeah, well, she fucked up.
Yeah,
she decided to finally get checked out.
Oh, that's where she went wrong?
Yes. She'd be fine if she didn't.
No. I'm really sorry to hear that she's going to have this surgery.
Yeah, she's freaked. She's freaked out. And now this brings up another dilemma, which we talked about on our show a couple months ago. So now my daughter is graduating from Hebrew school.
Oh.
And it's up up the stairs.
You're going.
Oh,
you gotta go.
So, like, she's like, well, you could just walk me up the stairs. I'm like, I'm not walking him up the stairs. I'm like, can't we convince my daughter to go out for Indian food and ice cream?
No. If she can't go, you have to go.
I'll hit a man.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you won't.
You'll get in that car and you'll go.
I don't want to hear from you. You've never, you know, all your sperm have found socks. I don't need to hear from you, okay?
Even though they have.
Hey, we have a wonderful relationship.
Even though you have. To, try to make that little girl's day. What's the matter with you? I mean, if your wife can't make it, you've got to go.
Got to
convince her. You're stuck.
Maybe I'll take her to Six Flags that day.
Instead of letting her go to the graduation.
Sure, she likes roller coasters.
You can't do that.
Sure I can. I have a car. pay 70 bucks, it's fine.
70 bucks, really? No, he's
going to throw money at it.
I most certainly will.
He'll throw money at anything. Don't worry, he's going to that thing.
I throw money at lots of things. Not in your direction.
Not
things that are worthwhile, I do. Something that might actually give me some pleasure and relieve stress, I'll throw money at it.
I haven't seen a 20 coming at me in a while.
Duck, there's a brick. It's attached to a brick.
I'll catch it.
Give me 20 bucks if you want it. I pay you for it.
Wait a minute.
Get it to
what kind of deal
will it
we
make you do
here?
Shit?
I've done a lot of shit in the past couple of days.
You know what you normally have to
no,
do?
No, not shit
bucks?
Not shit involving your house.
No, for the show.
Good. That means you're starting to work on the shit I asked for a few weeks from now?
No, because we're going to have a discussion about that.
A discussion. That's never good. That's always followed by, here's the reason why I can't do it.
No, we shouldn't.
What? We shouldn't? I'm talking about a game.
Yeah, I know. We'll discuss it later.
Okay.
I guess we're going to be a serious show now.
Oh, no.
No, we're not.
No.
Well, no more games. Joe says so.
I didn't say that.
Joe wants to make this serious. Oh, there'll be no more games.
I didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that.
He's saying we shouldn't have more games.
He didn't say that either.
Well, he just said we shouldn't.
He's being a ventriloquist or a voice thrower now.
Well, I got the dummy.
Lisa says she agrees with Joe. You have to suck it up, Davin.
Yeah, I don't give a shit what she
so
says either.
Davin's going to get
Does
the
Lisa
bucks.
Have a kid? All these people give me advice. Have any of you had an egg that lived to fertilization or a sperm that hit the end
you
game?
You know what? You don't have to have a kid to know that if your wife can't go, you need to go to this. And suck it up.
How would you know if you have to have a kid or not?
Huh?
How would you know if you have to have a kid or not?
I don't have to have a kid, but what I'm telling you is...
Might help.
It's a common sense thing
you
wanna
do
that
this
you
to
would
a child.
Have to go. It's not a matter if you have a kid or not. It's a common sense thing.
I do lots of wonderful things for my child.
I'm sure you do. And you're going to do one more. The little things like that mean a lot to kids.
Fucking take her to Disney.
No, she doesn't want to go to Disney.
She likes Disney.
I understand that.
Does
but
she want to go to this graduation?
Yeah, probably. Graduation sucks, though. You just sit there.
Hold it. Does she want... not what you want. Does she want
if I put Six Flags at graduation, I got a shot.
I'm not asking a question. Does she want to go to this graduation?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Yeah, probably. Then you're going.
So I don't let her do everything she wants to do. She wants to play in traffic and go, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but... If,
not
yeah.
same. Not
sure
same.
It is.
How?
Both are not good for you.
Graduation.
How is not a graduation not good for you?
Because it's a racist rabbi.
Not the graduation ceremony.
You've got.
It's not much of a ceremony.
I understand.
You sit there. You have some bagels and cream cheese. You call it a day. It's not that exciting. She's not walking down and getting a diploma.
It's a day for your daughter. You sit there. You keep your mouth shut. You have a nosh, and you go home.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
I might have to walk my wife up the stairs. That might happen.
No.
We'll have to see where her knee is.
No.
Yeah,
in your asshole is where it's going to be. She's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Of the two, I think Great Adventure is the better thing than like ignoring it. No, walking your wife up there. No,
Yeah, it looks worse if I walk up than I walk out.
Run.
I'll just be out in the car waiting for this shit to wrap up.
That is like the D-bag move.
Yeah, that's
when
worse.
When I see guys doing that,
that's
they're
worse.
Like, you know, you go to church. I'll sit in here out here in the car listening to the radio. It's like. Come on. Just stay home.
Why? God can hear you in the car.
No. I, I see people doing that, and it's like, no, no, just stay home.
Maybe God wants to be in the car, too.
He probably
God's is. Everywhere. He doesn't need to write
exactly. God is everywhere, and so is graduation. She finished. We know she's done. She's not going back there next year.
God is everywhere, and so is graduation.
Sure.
How does that mean? Because
she'll always be able to take all the shit she never learned there
so,
with her.
So this is more about you than it is your daughter.
Yes, for once I'll be selfish.
No, you won't.
What are you going to do? Why don't you fucking take her?
I might.
All right, you're welcome to. Fine. Fine. You take her. All right, you've heard it here. Uncle Joe is going to take her.
I don't think your daughter likes me.
I don't think anybody likes you. We still put up with you. I'm not sure I'm too fond of you.
I don't think she likes me either. She opens the door and runs away.
You're scary and unshaven.
Not anymore.
She's seen the Empire Strikes Back.
Have done me.
You can take her, Joe. Put your money where your mouth is.
You're the father.
No, 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 Joe. You said you'll take her.
You're the father.
Joe,
wait
you
minute,
said you'll take
her. Let's pull up the Who's the Daddy van and test this. Yeah. So here's a swab. Here's a swab.
Go ahead, Joe. You take her.
I'm a man who is essentially this man that comes by every Tuesday. I'm going to take you to your graduation.
Well, you're going
to
offer advice.
You know, I'm going to offer advice of something as common sense that a father should do.
You said that you would take her.
You know what, though? I'm not going to take her.
Ah, there it is.
And I'll tell you why. Because a stranger that comes here.
You know what? I'll get another ticket for you to go with us.
So now these are your choices? You have to take her? Or her. He has to take your daughter to
no, he doesn't have to
go to Great Adventure?
No. I'm going to get another ticket for the graduation so Joe can join the family with us. Joe will be very proud. Last year we got tickets for my parents. This year we won't. Uncle Joe can come along.
That's not what I
I know what
she
would say. Why is he here?
Yeah, because Daddy wants him here. Yeah. He's very proud of you, sweetie. He's been supporting this graduation. You don't know it, but he speaks very highly of your Jewish education. Joe told me and told the whole radio audience, how you can listen to it, that he wants to be there.
I can't. I have to fix up a whole house so I could lose half of it.
It's
so.
A month. It's a month from now. You got time. Yeah. Oh. So I will get you a ticket. We look forward to you coming to graduation with us. You'll have some bagels and cream cheese, maybe some lox. You like lox. It'll be a good time.
You'll stuff a whole bagel in Davin's mouth so he doesn't say anything he shouldn't.
You'll listen to a crappy video display presentation where the Jews can't work the equipment properly. No, stupid ass slideshow. Yeah, you'll enjoy.
Slideshow.
Yeah, you'll like it. You're coming. We'll get you.
This is really sounding worse and worse, Joe.
Yeah. No, but Joe wants to be.
Let him do what he wants.
But Joe is going to set an example. Joe's going to show me how to parent properly.
I'm just telling you the right thing to do.
Well, I'm telling you, I need your moral support.
No, wrong. You're just trying to punish me. But what?
No,
what,
you said you would go. Did he say he would go?
Oh, I'm not getting involved.
I'll play back the audio.
And why you are being so adamant about it is because deep down you know I'm right. You will never admit I'm right about anything. But deep down you're on and you're trying everything you could. You're a pre-law. You love to argue. You love to debate.
Did you say you would go?
You know what?
Did you say you would go?
I understand that.
That's a yes.
You can't have all the truth.
Words have meaning.
I did say that I would go in lieu of you. However, let's look at the
whole
premise.
You can do that as well.
Let's look at the whole premise of going. So the fact of the matter is,
do you like my daughter?
I like your daughter.
Do you want to support her
and
show how proud you are?
But however, with those feelings involved, the fact of the matter is that you are trying to pass this off because you don't want to go to something that your daughter
is
looking forward to. That your
wife I'm going
to
go too.
I'm going as moral support?
Yes.
Really?
You, me, the wife, the daughter.
So you are going to take somebody that hardly has any connection to you?
I take you all sorts of places you don't belong, like clubs on the road. You have no business performing on those stages, yet I drag your carcass with
me. I feel that time every time I work those places, but no problem.
So here's the same thing. It's a local gig.
It's a local gig. You going to do time there?
No, last time I did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, last time I had to give a little
You
speech.
Are going
to
drop the whole Perry Mason thing, and you are going to go with your daughter and do the right thing.
Why won't you go? Then why'd you say you would go?
Because you want to know something to scare you into going.
There's nothing you could do that could scare me other than say you're showing up.
So with that in mind, do you really want me there?
No, yes.
No, you don't.
Yes. Yes,
no, you
I don't. Do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I do.
It would be very awkward.
I do. It would make great radio.
It would be very awkward.
I will not feel awkward at all. I would feel more at peace knowing that a man who threatened a bigger man at Madison Square Garden over a thrown hot dog is in my corner.
It was a thrown beer.
Whatever the hell it is. So whatever that I have this big, burly, protective man in my corner should I lose my temper. I would feel so much better if you were there, Joe. It would really show your dedication to not only my daughter, but myself. A moral support. A thank you for all that I've done.
Really,
you
got to be careful. You already got your wife going. And don't hurt your back shoveling all that horse shit.
He just doesn't want to come.
Well, no, he didn't really want to.
Then he shouldn't have said. Then he shouldn't have said he would go.
You know what? Because I was trying to shame you. I was
trying to shame you.
You've got no shame.
This is true. I
so
don't.
Instead of going, you know what? I was wrong. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to sit here and be Perry Mason.
You know what? He doesn't. Don't look at me. He's kind of
Don't look at her. Don't look
all
at her.
All I'm saying is you said you would go. Why do you say shit that you don't mean?
You know what? Why don't you realize the situation?
I said I'll go, you go.
Why don't you get off this? Because you don't want to face the real fact. What you're doing is you're taking
the real fact is I don't want to go.
You're taking a hypothetical thing and you're saying, but you have to go to this.
I don't have to do anything. I'm an adult. I don't have to do anything.
All right.
I don't have to do anything.
But I still kind of wonder if she really wants to do it, because this might be a complete moot point. If she knows
she's not going back next year. She doesn't want to go back. I mean, she likes going there, but she's going to go to the one where her friend goes, which is going to cost me thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars versus a few hundred.
I know, because I'm principled.
You know what? It's worth it.
Well, you know what? It is worth it.
I stick to my guns.
I know, but
I wish you would turn them on yourself.
Taking you with me. Right before I turn it on myself, I'll get the thank you note from Joanne.
Tom says, wait, wouldn't Jackie Mason be more appropriate to go to a Jewish graduation?
Call Sheba, maybe he'd know.
If it pays enough and she could get a ride. Yeah. she don't cross a bridge without a ride. Yeah.
So
I could take her to Six Flags and she'll be fine.
Yeah. So I think that's it.
I think that's the move.
If she really offer it, if she's like, but I really want
to
go.
I think I'll take her to Six Flags.
Then you're stuck. Yeah.
If she really wants to go, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Might just say they didn't have a graduation this year.
Oh, you're not going to lie about
Holy
it.
Smokes.
No. You can't do that.
She got a scorpion for a Father's Day present.
I'm a wonderful father.
Yeah, we see that.
Trust me, I'm
a half-assed lawyer.
You just say things that you don't mean. You lie to the audience, and I call you on it.
Oh, well, because he said that he wasn't going to get...
No, because he said he would go.
Yeah, but he was just getting a rise out of you.
It got no rise out of me.
I know.
It got nothing out of me. Other
Isn't
than
he wonderful? You got a rise you got out of you. You got to take your daughter to go to that.
I got to do shit. You know, maybe I'll have my dad take her.
Maybe you would
really
like that.
Really off to Grandpa? Really?
Well, he's all into that Jewish crap.
It's called being Orthodox.
He's all into that bullshit.
It's called being Orthodox.
Yeah, it is.
He's all into the bullshit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's still a believer.
Well,
my grandma and grandpa could take her.
All right, look.
And Joe, too.
No.
If you
don't scare the nice
could,
Jewish people
what
with
you
Joe.
Could do, what you could do is this.
Why not? I used to bring him to Jewish gigs. I got another one with him coming up.
Don't worry. What you
don't worry. I'll try not to
Look,
suck.
I'm going to try to help you now. I'm going to try to be a pal.
That'd be a first.
All right. I know. Why don't you do this? Why don't you ask your parents to take her and tell her that daddy has to stay home to watch mommy because mommy hurt herself.
That might be the move.
That might be the move.
That might be the move. Yeah, might have to.
Your father's, you know, your parents
your
are Orthodox
parents would
Jewish. They would enjoy it.
No, they went last year. There's nothing to enjoy.
All right, but nobody likes going to church, okay?
This isn't church. It's upstairs in his house.
All right, whatever. There's God there.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is.
Really? Is God a racist? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
I'm not saying God's got to show up. He's got to, even though he's got
to.
He
doesn't
gotta,
have to show up.
He's showing up with the kids.
It's Sunday. He's at your place, not mine.
I know, but he'll drive by in the car like my mom used to drive by when I was
Sunday.
Playing.
It's Sunday. He's listened to all the Christians. He's not going to a Jewish graduation.
God has a half a ear on there.
Then he doesn't need to, then we can do this shit. it here.
Yeah, but God, but that's where the rabbi is, and God has got
so
to
the
stop.
So God condones a racist rabbi who talks shit.
What time is the ceremony?
It's in the morning.
All right. So God,
it's right in prime Christian praying time.
God is, but God doesn't listen to half the stuff Christians say.
Well, if he's not listening, then why do I got to spend my time? If he can't even,
you don't have to spend your time. You have your parents spend their time.
So my parents even have less time on this earth. Why do any of us have to waste our time with a God who's only half listening?
To make your daughter happy.
Oh, God. No, exactly.
That's a genius idea. The grandparents go. You tell the little girl that you have to stay home and watch mommy because mommy can't get around, and everybody's happy.
I actually think that's a great compromise.
That might be the move.
I think it is.
That might be the move. Then my parents can come over, and I'll have a nice lunch, and everybody will be happy.
Win, win, win. Get a cake.
That'll be the move. But I'm going to tell my father, do not give a donation. He gave a donation last year, and I told him, do not donate anymore.
No.
No more donations.
No more. How about donate?
We do not fund the House of Racism.
How about donate to her
college?
No, to her scholarship over at the new place.
You know what? They probably would pay for it, but I don't. My dad's retiring. I'm not going to have them pay for it. I don't even want to pay for it.
No, I mean, if he's going to throw a couple bucks someplace, throw it to the new place.
Several thousand dollars for summer camp, several thousand dollars for Hebrew school that I don't give out. I spend so much money on shit I don't like. Don't tell me about being a good father. Fuck you. You know how much money I spend on bullshit? How much better shit I would have? I'd have like a Dodge Challenger in my driveway, right? I'd have the fucking NASA Challenger in my driveway right now. Tell me about being a good pick. Go fuck yourself. What are you? All you spend money on is booze at the compound. And that's an investment in your new house in the basement where you're going to live. That's a down payment. Who are you to fucking tell me? Go fuck yourself.
If you get done insulting me, you have to make something out of that because that line you used.
I don't even know
good.
The line.
I could have a Dodge Challenger. I could have a NASA
Challenger. That's great.
That's a good line.
Tell me. You spent hours with my kid.
Theology talk on Davin's Day.
But it's the one little thing. After all those hours, one little thing makes that so, you know?
One little thing. Real. I'm coaching her fucking team, dude. Relax. She sees plenty of me. I take her to karate. I take her to the place where she can now kick your ass. Relax.
Maybe it would be refreshing to have a time off from him.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm doing her a favor.
She still yells at me. Give him this ingenious plan. He still yells.
It's a good plan.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if the parents will do it. The grandparents, I think they would.
The grandparents will do it.
There you go.
Okay.
So, Joe, what's going on with your move?
Well, I took this week off.
No, how about now you talk in the microphone and tell us about it?
Tom, no.
No, you were telling it over there.
I was putting my drink down.
I know, but talking
about it. I was putting it.
There goes
like
again.
You, when you're throwing your voice. I was doing that.
Leave Pip's vagina out of this.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Leave Pip's vagina out of this.
My vagina is completely quiet on this.
Your Pip, her vagina is an excellent mover. Could put a lot of storage in there if you're interested.
It's like a pod.
It is like a pod.
I have so much more stuff.
Just wear gloves
you
when you put
know.
Shit in there. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Just the thought of Pips in somebody's driveway, somebody shoving shit in. Come on, you can fit the couch. I'm moving. It's like having a baby.
Stop scratching the sides.
Yeah, stop scratching the sides. All right, fit the couch. Now the end table can go. Just turn the legs up.
It's musky in here. Is it going to be okay in summer?
I'll just spray some air freshener. It's fine.
You should invite her over. You'll at least your Matchbox car collection that's in your office.
He's not leaving me out in the driveway. No.
My Matchbox car that is in my office, that is in my music room, that's in my office.
Well, that could still fit up there, I'm sure. Vroom, vroom.
What happened to that Mustang? That was a Shelby.
I have a lot more stuff hoarded than you guys even know. I'm actually very thin.
She's a size 3. This is all garage sale weight.
This is all storage. This is all at the flea market.
She birthed a sectional.
I'm not putting my foot on that. What? It's God's trying. It's fine.
You have a dry cleaner. It'll be fine.
You don't know where that ottoman's been.
Yes, why the do. Why the cat sniffing all the furniture? I don't understand.
They should be used to that smell.
It's fresh.
No, it's the same thing. Get it?
Yeah, we got it. It was the joke.
Yes, it was.
So, Joe.
Yeah, I took this week off to work on the house, and it is going horribly slow.
It took you a lifetime to collect all that shit.
Well, it's like the weekend. the weekend I had stuff to do. I had a couple of gigs. And then yesterday I was going to go into work because I had to leave early from the day program at 2 o'clock on
the
Friday.
The fact that that's stuck.
Yeah, the day program to go up. I was working up past Hartford on Friday, so I had to leave early. So I was going to come in on Monday and just catch up on about maybe an hour and a half worth of stuff. So I got to work 7:30 in the morning. I'm just going to do about an hour and a half worth of stuff, and then I'm done. When I left at 1.
Oh, yeah.
Then I got home, and then I had to work on the iHeart clips.
Okay.
I did the iHeart clips. Now, by the time the iHeart clips are done, I had to work on the stuff for the Mother's Day thing, get started on that. And then it was band practice.
Right.
So that day was shot. I got up this morning to do this. I had to write the blog this morning, and the blog was kind of involved.
This means show you spell check. That's what it means by involved. There was an extra step added.
And then I had to go over the Mother's Day stuff. So by the time I got done, it was about 2 o'clock, and then I had an hour and a half worth of stuff to do outside. So tomorrow is a big day. Because I need to get my lawn done. Got to get up early and go over my bills, rake. We're going to the mediator. We're having the consultation with the mediator tomorrow.
Oh, dear God.
So
should be a fun day.
Yeah, it's going to be a laugh riot. So we had to sit down and do that. And it's not the actual mediation. It's the consultation. What's going to go into the mediation.
That's the setup.
The setup.
How it's going to go down.
How it's going to go up, what's going to happen, and this, that, and the other.
Oh,
basically, Joe, you're going to lose your shit.
Yeah, probably.
Nah, I don't think you will.
You know, but
are you going to lose your shit about losing your shit?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
The thing about it is that Joanne hasn't done anything to help me to work on it, and she looks like she probably won't.
Oh, that
sucks. And it's like,
and you just helped her with her deceased parent, right, or something, with the house or something.
Yeah,
well, not as much as I. No, not really. I left that pretty much up to the family.
Okay.
I did help a little bit. Like there was some stuff that he needed to move to Jersey that I helped with that. But it's a lot. You know, a lot of stuff. Like she bought. I don't have to tell you. She got a new car.
Oh, okay.
And I told her when she goes, well, I'm going to buy a new car. We've been, like I said, we're estranged. We really don't talk that much.
Yeah.
We're in the same house, but we don't really say much to each other.
All of a sudden, there's a new car in your driveway.
Well, what she told me was goes, I'm finally going to get it. She needed a new car. Old car was done.
Yeah.
And I was kind of pissed that I go because I said, have you started to look for a new car? Well, I have to clean out the stuff in back of my car. And I'm like, there's not that much to clean out. She went out and I go, she goes, well, when it's time to buy, will you come and negotiate the deal? And I go, yes. So she comes home about a week or so ago. She goes, I bought a new car. I'm picking up tomorrow. I go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I go, I was supposed to go with you and negotiate the deal.
Right.
Well, you look busy. Did you ask me? Did you ask me? And did I tell you no? No, but we're estranged and we're not really getting along. I go, but I told you I would. So here's the deal. They were going to give her $500 for the trade-in on her old truck.
Okay.
And I said, $500? I go, they towed my car away in a Hulk, and I got more than $500. I go, did you check the Kelley Blue Book?
Yeah.
And he said, well, he did a Carfax, and we know the car's been in 2 hours. I go, the Carfax tells you that the condition of the car, not the value.
Right.
Did you do a Kelley Blue Book? No, what's that? I go, this is why I told you I needed to be in on the negotiation.
Yeah.
Well, can you call the guy? I go, I don't know what's on the table. I have no clue. So I go, I will find out the value of the car. Now, that car in that condition, it's in fair condition. I mean, the car, believe me, Burt Reynolds Trans Am was in better condition, when, you know, the way Joanne drives. So,
it's a good car, the Burt Reynolds Trans Am.
But the car was worth to
that'll,
the dealer,
be the car that she gets now that she's got you out of her hair.
Yeah, well, the car that she had was worth, Kelley Blue Book and the condition it was in, anywhere from $1,300 to $1,800.
Damn, that's
so
a lot
and
more.
I also told her not to go to the dealership that she went to. I told her we'll go to this dealer in another part of town that has a better price.
Right,
and she goes to the one dealer. So she, I go. Here's the Kelley Blue Book information. Go, you know, there you go. So she went to the other dealer,
uh-huh.
And they gave her $1,000 for the car,
which
I know,
it,
but
at least.
Which doubled that. And they got a better deal. So I go, did you call the other Honda dealer and tell them the deal's off? Oh no, I'm going to do that now. And I'm like, why wouldn't you call them and tell? They're prepping.
Why
the car.
Why are you negotiating two different sales?
I go, why didn't you tell the guy to stop prepping the car?
Yeah.
You got a better deal. You know, so it's...
That's kind of a dick move to the salesman, by the way.
I understand. Yeah. That is. I mean, what I'll do is when
Well, she does know how to be a dick to a salesman.
Well, but...
she's been working on it for the past, you know, 15 years.
Now she's just outsourcing it.
You need a little choo-choo that could on, and I seen you revving up to that. But anyway.
No, I didn't know that was coming. I'm just naturally quick. I know it takes you a week after the riots to post your first joke, stupid.
It was 2 days, and I got your point. Yeah, I worked at the party.
Well, everything seems quiet now. I'll chime in.
I even conceded to that. It's like, really? I'm like, I got you. All right, okay.
Joe's got some new OJ jokes he'd like to whip out on Facebook.
Darn, beat me to it.
So, like, you know, she picked up the car, and she pulls up in the car, and I looked at the car, and I go, you poor thing, you don't know what you're in for. Because she can't drive worth a shit.
Yeah, it's not your problem, though, anymore.
I know. So now
he was just having sympathy with the car.
Yeah.
More
but
so
never
than
did for
with
her.
X.
Never sympathized for her.
Yeah. So now that we're now that we're starting to do all this stuff, you know, I'm getting very frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I want stuff. That stuff is not going the way I want it. You know
I know how that feels.
Yeah. And I need to, in the next couple of days, I need to work like an animal, just to get everything done. You know. Done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it just seems I'm busting my ass because I looked at the value of my house.
Yeah, but this is all stuff that you bring up to mediation.
Yeah, I know.
This
is
all stuff they go, even because now, you know, we're trying to work towards this goal. This is a symbol of what the way our marriage has been. She doesn't help.
Yeah.
But the house, though, I looked it up online. And they actually, if you put your address online.
Yeah, Zillow.
They actually Zillow. Have. And I found out that my house is worth about $100,000 more than I thought it was.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, did they know you were living in it? Because that might have just it.
So anyway, trying to get all this done.
Yeah.
And it's just frustrating because it's just me. I tried landscape. I was going to hire landscapers to do the fall.
You were going to part with money?
Absolutely, yes. Because that if I do that, there's a value in that. See, I see a value in spending something.
There was a value in not being scared shitless on top of your roof to clean the gutters, but didn't stop you from that. You just stayed there in terror for hours on end.
Like a fucking kitten. I was so embarrassed.
There's a value in not being scared. There's a value in not shitting your pants on your roof, Joe.
That takes down the value when you're shitting
on your
roof.
This isn't like the second time it happened. I mean, I went up there. I was like,
yeah, exactly. You know you're not good up there.
Yes.
Pay somebody who is.
I understand. However, with the yard cleanup, I could do. But the thing about it is that I could be doing something else while that's getting done.
That's more
yes.
valuable.
There's landscaper trucks all over my neighborhood. You thought somebody yelled emigre in the block. I can't find one of them. You know?
What's emigre?
Immigration.
I'm not really sure. Oh.
It's Spanish for immigration.
I didn't know that.
I don't think it is.
But the thing
I think
is
Joe made that up.
That, you know, if they're going to do a lot and it's going to improve the, what do they call that?
It's curb value.
Curb value.
Curb appeal
of
the house.
Yeah.
So.
That'll help.
But in the meantime, I got to get the grass done. I got to do that. And I got to, you know, do it by myself. And,
Is she packing up her stuff?
Nothing.
She's not even
here's
packing
the deal.
Her
but
things?
Here's the deal. Now, here's the deal. And the whole thing is on me because I know she's looking to see what I'm getting done. Okay?
Okay.
It's weird.
And the past couple of days, I haven't really gotten anything done. I mean, you've seen it. Don't insert joke here. But, I mean, I got the blog. I got the the stuff that I need. Day in and day.
I'm not at your house. I don't know what you're doing all day.
Week in and week out stuff. My daily life.
I know you were drinking late on Saturday night because you posted about that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you know, it's not always Joe's using his time as best as he can. Sunrise clubs are going full-fledged, so that means I'm fucked up for Saturday and I'm exhausted on Sunday. Cross that one off the list.
All right. However, I didn't realize that Monday was going to be a complete washout. I didn't realize that Monday. If I knew that I'd be tied up at work to 1 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
And then not really getting. And
see, here's what you do. And we were talking about this before. Not just in general. You do not plan for worst case scenario. You plan for best case scenario. So everything was going to go at work.
I do the same thing.
I do plan for worst case scenario. My failure is this. Where I've been, I was so busy. I've been very busy, you know, with a lot of things. Leading up to this, and I was supposed to have the list of things to do written down. You have a plan. And I couldn't even get to that.
Yeah.
And I finally wrote the plan today of everything I need to do. Had I known, the compound, if I knew that I was going to be at work till 1 o'clock, I probably wouldn't have stayed late at the compound, you know, so I would have got that done. Because the clips are always done on Sunday night. And mm-hmm. I was very tired on Sunday. I didn't get the clips on Sunday night. Figuring I will do the Monday as soon as I got home from work at 9:30.
Right.
Because if I got the clips to him at 11, you wouldn't mind. You know, here's
but
the clips.
That's fine anyway.
I understand
okay.
it, but I have a certain schedule, and I want to get things to you at a certain time, because a lot of things on this show, is, you know, they don't get done on time, so I like to be consistent.
Yes, that's very true.
But I do like to be consistent, and, you know, what I do. I mean, sometimes the communication has gotten better between Davin and I, but still, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not that great of a communicator sometimes, but at least I, you know, he could know, all right, he'll have this at a certain time. But it went into Monday, and I was going to do it Monday and get it done by 11. I didn't get home till 1. I had to do it. You know, so it's very frustrating.
When you try to go into work on, like, a day off, and you're just like, I'm just going to clean up this thing, and then I'm going to go. Have you ever had the experience that you could do that and actually leave?
No, you exactly. You never get it.
No.
Once you're there, they got you.
Well, that's what always happens to me, but I was wondering, can you do
happens
that?
To my wife, too.
Well, the conundrum is that because if I didn't have the gig up by Hartford on Friday, mm-hmm. what I would have done is I wouldn't have taken a, you know, I would have been off or something local, I would have worked. What
stayed
I do, I stay till because
yeah.
My IT guy stays very late.
Yes.
So I would work till 6:30 and 7 like I have in the past
yeah.
and got it done, and it wouldn't have to come in Monday.
Right.
Because I knew I had 3 major job quotes, I had a couple of orders up in the air and stuff like that, I had to be in on Monday just to get everything set up.
Yeah.
So if people could go right to my desk for any situation and everything is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the best thing is, like, I've learned from being a manager that if you set things up that when you're out and they don't miss you, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that means you're thorough and you set everything
you're
up.
You're organized.
I remember
yeah.
one time when I was doing a purchasing agent job, Lenore, you know, my friend Lenore,
yeah.
I walked in after going on the road and she goes, "We didn't need you." And I go, "Then I did my job."
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure everything is set up. Unfortunately, it took, because what happened was there was 3 problems that came up. Joe, I'm not here. Well, could you take a look at this? And then one line that I handle that I get an order every month. Now this guy needs, you know, 50 of this and 20 of that. I had to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a couple of orders I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
You got it. You know, you're an adult. You got things you got to do. You got to do it.
Right, right.
You know, so, you know, it's... I got to haul ass the next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
so
Saturday.
So I guess
Sunday.
We will not be seeing Facebook posts.
Probably not, no.
Well, that's the thing is when I've taken working weeks off, you know, to do things around the house or, you know, I have a plan of things, and the time suck of when all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, okay, now that I'm home, I can do that and I can do that." And it's like, unless I write down this is what I'm doing today and I'm not doing anything else, I get involved in all kinds of other projects and things.
There's a lot of distractions.
It's very easy to do.
Yeah.
And my thing was to have that done by the end of the week, and it didn't turn out that way. And now I'm like, should I do this? So when I decided, when I got today at a certain point, I go, all right, I was going to start doing lawn work, and I moved some branches and stuff like that. I go, this is bullshit. I go, because I got to go all in. You got to go out there and get all the shit out there and, you know.
Get it really cleaned up.
Yeah, so I go, you know what, let me write up the game plan. I got a lot to do. I got to do my lawn tomorrow, clean up. I have my jet ski that I got to sell.
You have a jet ski?
A jet ski, yeah.
Oh.
I had a jet ski that I haven't had in the water because I snapped the impeller 2 miles out into Long Island Sound about 6 years ago. So that hasn't been on the road.
How do you get back?
You send up a flare and ruin a guy's day of fishing, so he has to come get you because he sees the flare.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's how you get back. After that, I'm like, I'm never going in the water with this thing again. But I could get, you know, like I could ask 800 and get like 500 for it, you know, put it on Facebook or, you know, Craigslist or something like that. Oh. But I got to get that, and I have to do it now. I have to get the thing out of the ground. I got to spray it up, make it look nice, take pictures, post it. You know, does anybody want a jet ski? The first 500.
Why don't you have some of your friends that you hang out with on the island drink at all hours? Why don't they come over and help you?
Because they work during the day.
So how about in the evening or on the weekend?
Because they've got things to do too. We're all adults now.
Yeah, and adults help people.
I understand that, but it's very, when you know, everybody works a long hours, and when people go home. You know, I mean, I'll take.
So everybody's self-involved. Okay.
Well, if they're not self-involved, I mean, I can't expect to ask my pal Dennis, who, you know, works as a supervisor for a bus line, to get done after a full day of work and come out to Huntington and help me. I do. There is one thing. My buddy Mike is. Maybe I'll have my buddy Mike. Maybe my buddy Mike will help me. But I'm not. I don't.
Your friends don't seem like they're that productive members of society. Isn't one of your friends? Is one of your friends a landscaper who comments on Facebook all the time? Very far right wing, Anthony. Not Anthony Cumia, the other Anthony.
No. The landscape person.
Yeah, because he wanted us to go on the Joe Cumia show. I go, well, how about other topics? He goes, well, how about landscapers in Suffolk or something?
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Because if I look that up, maybe I'll call.
Yeah, yeah, that's really one of the guys. He likes the page. Yeah, he says he's friends with you. I don't know.
I think he is. I think I know the guy you're talking about. Well, that's fine. I didn't know he was a landscaper. He's a landscaper.
Why do I know more about your friends than you?
That is bizarre.
Apparently, I listen to what your friends talk.
Maybe I'm not a hen. I don't know.
That's on your Facebook page, stupid. Commenting on your stupid post. Probably after a stupid meme.
Oh. He talks about meme. The man holds up a Bonds jersey and goes, Bonds, was it after the steroids? You actually, you still do that?
Well, I just want to watch you stumble through this attempted shot at me.
I just, I, okay.
Drink your Red Bull,
I understand you, but you talk about my meme and then you hold that up.
What does one have to, we're not talking about act.
Shame. You always say my quality. Quality to, you expect more out of me as a comic. And then you
hold up the Bonds
jersey.
This isn't.
About the memes.
The meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. I shouldn't expect quality out of you. That's my bad. Mm-hmm. You made a point.
But you've got to be a hero to me and not hold up that jersey.
I don't have to be a hero to you. Please, the way you are, I don't want you following me. I don't want society blaming me for you. There are other influences that got to you way before I came on the scene. So that is, you are their problem.
Yeah, but it's tough to get, you know, guys to help. I mean, you got to everybody's busy with their own lives. You know,
I often when I'm doing something, you know, I'll have offers of help. Yeah. But then when it comes down to the actual day, it's like, oh, I'm babysitting this person, or oh, I'm sick, or oh, I threw my back out, or you know, it's like, or I have to work overtime. It's like stuff happens.
Now, when I renovated the house when I was 30, I had my buddy Mike, a good friend, and he did odd jobs and stuff like that. So he goes, what do you need? I go, I need painting, stuff like this. All right, buy the paint. I would throw him like $300,
yep.
Paint, and Mike could paint all day while I'm at work. I come home, I help him finish him up. But those are 30-year-old guys. We're in our 50s now.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have the stamina. We don't have the strength. We got more responsibilities. You can't, I don't have the energy. I hate to admit it. I don't have the energy that I had at 30 anymore.
Do you have to do stuff like paint?
Yeah, I got to do painting and stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot to do. And with somebody who claims the house is half theirs, that will not lift a finger.
Well, then you just fix up half the house. All right, on that note, we're going to take our first break. You are listening
to Davin's
Den. You
can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm, tunein.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
On one of our shows, we were watching old TV commercials we found on the internet from the 50s.